Blondie for your Friday pleasure.
I like a little Blondie.
One way or another.
Yeah.
She's going to get you.
One way or another, Wendy. Megan O'Keefe is our guest. Megan is the deputy editor at Decider.com. Megan, how are you?
Hey, before you go
here. Oh, wait. Yeah, Steve.
I just want to, one more news story. It's been an unusual day. Cranes and a couple of others now reporting that Bill Daley will announce that he's going to run for mayor.
Interesting.
So Daley, the younger, has jumped into a couple of races. I don't believe he's ever held elective office. He has run a couple of times, but now with the exit of Rahm Emanuel, it looks like Bill Daley is considering seriously a run for mayor. So we'll keep you posted on that through the day.
It's hard to hear those words mayor and Daley together. It just doesn't make sense. It's very foreign sounding.
There's no flow there.
None.
This fascinates me.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind
well, thank
surprise.
You for that update.
All right.
We keep you plugged in all the time, even when we're going to talk about television, which a huge moment happened last night.
Oh, yeah?
On Big Brother.
Yeah. Megan O'Keefe is here, deputy editor at Decider.com.
Hello.
Megan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Megan, I don't know if you're a Big Brother fan.
I'm not, personally, but I definitely heard what happened last night. It made shockwaves throughout social media.
What happened?
Yes. Well, I think you probably know the whole ongoing scandal surrounding Les Moonves.
Yes.
He's sort of the head of CBS, and he got ousted. A lot of really troubling accounts of harassment and just, just going down the network. Well, he's married to Julie Chen, who is a well-known sort of host and personality at CBS. And she is the host of Big Brother, and she also appears on The Talk. And she kind of ducked out of The Talk this week after the allegations surfaced and her husband was out. And then last night she returned to Big Brother, and as she said goodbye, she said her name was Julie Chen Moonves, sort of confirming that she was standing by her man, so to speak, and definitely she doesn't usually call herself that on the air.
She has called herself Julie Chen forever. I've watched every episode of Big Brother pretty much since 2000, and she's like, I'm Julie Chen. She always says that. So she's wrapping it up with the evicted house guest. She messed up his name because I'm sure it was on her mind, like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then she just said, for Big Brother, I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh.
It was real, like, what?
Interesting show of support. What do you make of all this? What's going to happen, Megan?
I'm not a psychic, but I definitely think there was speculation in the tabloid that maybe she would leave him, that maybe she would sort of, because she has grounds to it, I suppose, but she's going to stand by him, and she's going to stick with him through it all. And I think it's definitely, she's letting them know that she isn't going to be sort of dissuaded from her partnership with him.
But so I wonder if she'll be back. There are two episodes left, I believe. Maybe there's 2 weeks left.
Back next week or back when the season's over?
Both.
After
To me, that was kind of like flipping a middle finger to CBS when she said that.
A little bit. Yeah. So you mentioned she hasn't been on The Talk at all this week. Do you imagine it would be kind of awkward for her to walk around the halls of CBS with everything that's gone on with her husband? Or do you think somehow she'll be able to separate that?
I mean, I have to imagine that there's a lot going on right there right now, because obviously they also had to get rid of the head of CBS using 60 Minutes. There were some allegations. A reporter at CBS News kind of reached out to him for comment, and he replied with texts that were very kind of threatening. So there's a lot going on at CBS, and there has been since last fall. Obviously Charlie Rose was the first person there to kind of fall. I can only imagine it'd be super awkward. I don't work at CBS, so I don't know what the politics are.
Mm-hmm.
But, she could, I could definitely see it going either way, where she, as you say, kind of decides to bow out of her job there, or she might stick in there and just kind of really say, you're not going to, push me around, and I'm going to stick, not only in the long haul with my husband, but, with the network.
Megan, what do you make of this? From the very beginning, when the allegations were first made against Les Moonves, Stephen Colbert kind of went front and center on his show, didn't mention him by name, didn't mention Les Moonves' name out loud, but talked about the culture that's going on now of people in that position doing things that are a little tawdry. And he was very outspoken about it. And at the time, I thought, wow, that's pretty gutsy considering that guy's still your boss. Well, he's not his boss anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty brave stance to make, wasn't it?
I think it was. was too. And I mean, I was shocked. I remember watching the CBS This Morning report on what had happened with Jeff Fagan, and like they had the reporter who got the threat, and they showed solidarity. I can only imagine it was a really weird time because the people who were used to sort of deferring to and looking to for leadership are sort of letting us down in these really awful ways. And how do you face that, and how do you find the courage to sort of stand up to these bullies, to these tyrants, and also, you know, move the culture in a positive direction? Because it's very alarming how deep all of this rot goes.
Do you know anything about, there's a woman in television named Linda Bloodworth Thomason, and she's best known as the creator of Designing Women, and there was just this statement she made saying that not all harassment is sexual. Are you up on this? Do you know this at all?
Yes. So she wrote this brilliant, scathing op-ed for the Hollywood Reporter, and she made it clear that it was not going to be kind of an even-handed, high-ground sort of situation that she was putting herself in. She was being petty, and she was describing how over the years, Les Moonves took her down. Like, she was basically, when Moonves came in as head of CBS, she was basically the top, you know, showrunner. Their Designing Women was a huge hit, and she had this big monster deal to produce more. And he kept passing on Bloodworth Thomason's, you know, pitches, even if they were liked by stars, even if they had people attached. He would just sort of demean her, cut her down with verbal sort of, I guess, abuse, but it was kind of like he would sort of undercut her constantly and also block her rise. And she also, in the op-ed, described how the culture there changed, where when she started, you know, the walls had the posters of Lucy and Mary Tyler Moore Show and Murphy Brown. And now, like, you know, as she was there, she started to see way more, of, you know, male-targeted programming that kind of didn't leave a lot of opportunities for female stars or showrunners. And she even shared some really alarming stories, like gossip from, you know, her days back then, where, you know, apparently a very well-known actress who was on a popular show, you know, was leaving the cafeteria in tears after a meeting with Moonves, and then he tried to kiss her. He forced his, you know, tongue down her throat. And just, you know, for Linda Bloodworth-Thomason, she's, you know, worked with MASH back in the day. She's had a long career, and people wondered where she went. And she was like, it was all Les Moonves. He sabotaged my career. So I think, you know, you're saying there is sexual harassment, and that is awful and, you know, disgusting. But also there's been this culture that's arisen around these men that has also sort of stymied the potential women who, even if they aren't being sexually assaulted or abused, they are kind of, they're not allowed to grow like their male peers might have been.
Right. Horrible, horrible. Megan O'Keefe is our guest. She's the deputy editor over at Decider.com. A great website, Decider.com. If you like entertainment, if you like television, visit Decider.com.
I'm Wendy Snyder Moonves.
Yeah. Oh, are you using that name now?
Yes.
That's very controversial, Wendy. That's very controversial. Still laugh. It's Wendy Snyder Moonves. I'm uncomfortable saying that, Wendy. I am. Megan O'Keefe is our guest. She's the deputy editor over at Decider.com, a fun website, great website if you like TV or entertainment. We're talking television with Megan. Megan, the Emmy Awards are Monday. Aren't they usually on a Sunday, or am I imagining that?
Oh, yeah, I know. You're absolutely right. They're usually on a Sunday. This year, they're mixing it up. I think it's kind of a rating thing. And they're going to be airing on Monday with hosts Colin Jost and Michael Che, who you may know from Saturday Night Live, can update. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I think they used to be on Mondays, and now they're going back. But definitely an unusual move by the Emmys.
Those guys are both incredibly talented and very, very funny. That should make for a pretty entertaining evening, don't you think?
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see. They haven't hosted anything like this before, and they've only kind of been with an update, and they have a very sort of unique style to compared to, say, you know, Tina Fey or Jimmy Fallon. They have their own kind of chemistry, and it'll be really interesting to see what they address in their monologue, how far they'll go. They both tend to sort of you know, be a little bit more controversial with their jokes, I think, than maybe some of the other options for hosts. But it'll be really interesting to see how hard they hit certain titans in the industry who have fallen this year and what their overall takes will be.
I know that they're using a lot of the writers that write for them during Weekend Update, so that should be a step in the right direction. What are the big surprises? I guess there are going to be surprises anytime you have an award show, but what are the things to most look for in terms of who's up for various awards?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. Game of Thrones is back in the mix because they weren't in it last year, and The Handmaid's Tale won in its stead. But Game of Thrones had sort of an uneven season to some people last year. I loved it personally, but some critics were kind of iffy on it. And so it'll be interesting to see if it's going to be Handmaid's Tale, their year to win, Game of Thrones. The Crown's also in there, and it was also The Americans last season, and a lot of people feel like over the years The Americans didn't get the love it deserved. So I people aren't really prognosticating this, but I would not be surprised if Kerry Russell or Matthew Reeves or even the show itself won a surprise Dark Horse Emmy, just because there's a lot of love there in Hollywood.
Sure.
That show.
I haven't watched one of those.
That's pretty
shows.
Good. It is really pretty good. Is there one person that you're rooting for more than anyone else who maybe over the years deserved an award and never got one? Is there somebody you're really pulling for, Megan?
That's a good question. I don't know if there's one person who has been sort of waiting. I mean, I know a lot of people, we were talking about Saturday Night Live. Kean Thompson's nominated for an Emmy this year for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series.
Has he won?
Kind of I've
never been nominated.
So he's like the Susan Lucci of SNL?
Well, except Susan Lucci kept getting nominated. He's never even been nominated. Yeah.
He's been there for like 13, 16 odd years now. But he did already win an Emmy this year at the Creative Arts Emmys that they had last week. Basically, you know, there's so many awards that are nominated for people in various technical arts, whether it's, you know, the costume design, the direction, photography, that they basically sort of have another event that's not televised the night of, where they sort of, you know, hand out those awards. And over the weekend, Kean Thompson won Emmy for helping out with a song called Come Back Barack, which is a very funny song from the Chance the Rapper episode, where they lament that Barack Obama's gone. And so he'll be going into Monday night already having one of the awards he was nominated for this year. I know a lot of people kind of have a soft spot for Kean because he's just been such a great stalwart member of the SNL crew for so long.
I need to congratulate Darla from Hennepin, Illinois. She's going to go see the Sox versus the Chicago Cubs. Family four-pack of tickets. Keep listening for that sounder as we give away seats to the Sox all season long.
I also want to mention this, Megan. Westworld over on HBO for their third season has added a very interesting cast member. Tell everybody who's going to be on Westworld next season.
Yes. So Aaron Paul is joining Westworld in season three. And you may know Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. He's also been in Hulu's. Yeah, Jesse. And he was also, I mean, after Breaking Bad, he did a couple films and he appeared on Hulu's show The Path that was kind of underwatched. But this is a huge move for him, obviously, the biggest thing he's probably done since Breaking Bad. And there's kind of, we don't really know who he'll be playing. Obviously, Westworld, there's always secrets around it. However, he did sort of tweet very cryptically something directed at Dolores, the character, you know, is he dreaming or is this real kind of stuff. So, you know, my guess, if I had to guess, is that, you know, he may be one of the new hosts that Dolores is creating outside the park next season, because at the end of last season, Dolores, spoiler alert, was able to sort of start a new revolution outside of the park's, gates. So I would expect him to either be one of those hosts or a new bad guy who we haven't met yet.
I do have to say they've only been on for two seasons, but I'm amazed at how deep their cast has gone, and adding him to the cast makes them even stronger. So I'm very happy to hear this.
Yeah.
And that's right at the beginning of the season, as soon as the show starts next year, do we know?
Yeah, I think it's coming back next year. They basically usually take a year, year and a half to shoot the series. Westworld, like Game of Thrones, takes a little bit longer to sort of prep than other, because there's so much in terms of writing and special effects. The effects are what really take a long time because they're so detailed. And, you know, obviously that's great for Westworld, though, too, because they came away with a lot of nominations this year for the Emmys, coincidentally. A lot of them for acting and a lot of them for effects.
And excellent. Megan, great to talk to you. Really appreciate it. It's Megan O'Keefe, the deputy editor over at Decider.com. Visit it. It's on your computer. It's Decider.com. Thanks so much, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.